Three techniques to save you time all year. That's what we're talking about today. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to be if you want to get organized and make it look easy. Not on my email list yet? Let's take care of that right now. Come over to frankbuck.org. I'll give you two free gifts just for joining. One's going to get your desk clean. One's going to put everything you have to do in one digital place. You know, there are plenty of tips and tricks out there, and none of us can use all of them. But there are a few things that once you get in the habit of using it, you wonder how you ever lived without it. We're continuing a theme for this month on doing the things today that make tomorrow better. And so I'm going to talk briefly about three things that do just that. The good news is I've already done videos on all three, but they haven't gotten the views or the podcast downloads that I would have thought. So my purpose today is to put all three on your radar. The links to them will be in the body of the blog post. Little things can be big things, especially when it has to do this with something that you do every day. Think about how handy copy and paste is. But here's the question. How often do you have to copy and paste quite a few things? As soon as you copy something to the clipboard, then you copy something else. It replaces the first thing that you copied, right? But not if you're using Windows Clipboard History. This tool holds the last 25 things that you copied since the last time you turned on the computer. Once you get in the habit of using it, you'll wonder how you ever did without it. So check out the link in the body of the post. In the body of this week's blog post, look for how to make life easier with Windows Clipboard History. Your future self will thank you every time you're in a session of copy and paste. Next up, how many times have you needed to snip something from a web page? You don't need the entire page. You just need to grab an image or a portion of the window. Well, if you've got 30 seconds, the post that I have for you is going to show you how to reconfigure that little print screen key to do exactly that for you. In the body of the blog post, look for the link to Save Time Daily with this Windows 11 Snipping Tool Secret. You may not have touched the print screen key in a long time, if ever. It may now become your favorite key on the entire keyboard. Your future self will thank you for the 30 seconds that it took to set it up. And the third thank you from your future self, suppose you're on a walk on a trail. What sort of flower is that, you wonder as you walk along? Imagine being able to point your phone at that flower and get your answer. Well, that's just part of the magic behind Google Lens. You see a product in a store, open Google Lens, aim your phone at the product, and tap a button. Instantly, you see information about that product and other similar ones. It's like performing a Google search, only instead of entering a search term, you're using an image to search. It's like performing a Google search on the environment. Want to copy some text from a magazine? With Google Lens, point your phone at the text. Highlight the portion of interest and let Google Lens copy the text and send that text to your computer or copy it to the clipboard on your phone where you can paste it anywhere you like. Think of it as your ability to copy and paste from the environment. Hey, I've even tried it on my own handwriting. If you're watching me on this video, you're now seeing my actual handwriting. Here's what Google Lens transcribed. Yes, it's not 100%, but look at what Google Lens had to work with. Certainly presents a good case for practicing your cursive skills, doesn't it? Life tends to work in cycles that way. If you need to transcribe text from a book or some other document, Google Lens is your answer. So I did a video for you on Google Lens. In the body of the blog post, look for a link to What is Google Lens? You start using Google Lens and you'll wonder what you ever did without it. Your charge for this week is to watch each of those three videos and make a plan on how you'll incorporate them into your own practice. Start with one of them. Start with one technique and practice it. When you become familiar with it, when it becomes easy, then take another one of them and incorporate that into your workflow. Thanks for stopping by. This has been Frank Buck, helping you get organized and make it look easy.